want to wear a mask?
No, I cannot wear a mask.
Okay, so what we offer for customers that are in your situation right now is online ordering, and we do curbside pickup.
I can only pay cash.
Okay, then you're kind of...
up the creek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really, really sorry.
Would you sign an agreement?
I can't. I'm not willing to do that.
Why not?
Here's the deal. Here's the deal for me. We had a visit from the Region Health Board the other day.
Right.
So this is the reason we're enforcing it more.
Right.
And they told us that the fine for somebody not wearing a mask goes directly to the manager.
Okay. I have a business. I don't force people to wear masks in my business.
I'm just doing what I'm told.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I know.
I can get you the Region's phone number, though.
I don't need the Region's phone number.
Okay.
No.
Okay,
no.
So I'm sorry I can't help you. I'm just doing what I'm told.
You know you're going to get sick from wearing that all day?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you'll probably get...
Yeah, exactly. Like I said,
yeah, you'll probably get very sick.
I'm just doing what
you'll
I'm
get some bacterial pneumonia.
Maybe, yeah, but these will. Are the rules that are enforced right now.
Yeah,
so like
and
I
if
say,
you were asked to stick a potato up your ass, would you?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would, because you're doing that.
This is a law right
you
now.
You would.
So
you I'm would. Following. You would cuck to it. You
okay,
would really cuck to it.
Well, thank you very much for your thoughts. You have a good day, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
You're such a good man.
I usually open with, hello, tubers, but since potatoes are considered tubers, I might skip that intro for now. What you just saw was from a new friend in Canada. What you are witnessing is the prophecy in my book, Eve's Ill, coming into being. A woman or women will change the world. Let me just shut down what people default to when they hear that. I am not talking about some shill becoming the default president of the unfree world because some git with dementia fell off the twig. I'm talking about your average woman off the street merely doing what the ballless wonder that you just witnessed will not do. Serve the truth and reality, not bow to tyranny, and follow my most recent meme. Say it like it is, and then there is no debate. What is truth? What is reality? Dumb fucks will always put the potato up their ass with or without the use of hand sanitizer because they are the caterpillar that has been husked out by the wasp grubs with a virus in their minds that make them defend the grubs that ate it. They only look human. The Nuremberg defense is not allowed in international law. Newsflash, international law trumps any national laws. Newsflash, there is no law of the land since everything is maritime piracy. Newsflash, the comments are turned off on this video because I won't allow nonsense by dumb shits who know nothing about nothing yet want to inflict it on us. So Mr. Potato Ass from the land of the uber polite was just doing what he was told, just like any good stormtrooper. But that won't cut it. But he cited their version of public health. In a moment, we will take a look at the tool of contention that is being used as leverage by an agency. Well, at least in the United States, the FDA is the Food and Drug Agency. It isn't even part of the governmente, which everyone knows by now is Latin for to steer the mind, mind control. So the agents of mind control are hired to tell mind control what to think and what to do. Then mind control tells their mind control slaves to follow what they are told to do by mind control, who got their information from a company that the mind control farmed even their own thoughts out to. So who the fuck is in control? Did I say who? The World Health Organization is the veterinary to the herd. They dictate to the rest of the world the final word on what the Shanghai'd crew of this pirate ship get to do because the US, Russia, China, and Britain were the original signatories to the United Nations. Around 140 nations of this shit heap are bound not only by international treaty that trumps any fake law of the land, but also bound by the rules of the sea, where the ship's doctor had more authority than the captain. If you don't realize by now that no living creature has more authority over you than you, then you really don't deserve to live. Franzetta and I are doing an epic piece on the UN Sustainable Development Goals. As I was doing the analysis for the write-up on it, I realized that it was the culmination of the Protocols of Zion and Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. As you confront the topics forced on the world in that collection of nonsense, you run head-on to the fiction of, quote, the police powers of the state. Since my write-up is already a mere 60 pages long, yet I've covered just 5 of the 17 goals, you will have to settle for the soundbite that police powers is a fiction that was pulled out of the potato-encrusted asses of those who invented it. It is a simulacra, a copy with no original. That people keep repeating the phrase as if it is real and has meaning is the height of mind control, in that if you speak it into existence like the Ouroboros and everyone accepts it, then it becomes so. But it is not so. It is a fiction. But then there is a legal maxim. There is no fiction. Wait, oh wait, shit. There is no law without fiction. That was a Freudian slip. I'll leave that in there. So there you go. Your entire existence is a lie arbitrated by pirates. So what if a public health service was an agency or an actual department of mind control? Mind control? In 1947, the United States was converted over to the administrative state, so whatever departments of governmente that still existed were folded into agencies. Back to that shit again. Even the office of the president became an agency, so that is why Native Americans can't negotiate their treaties, because there is no longer an officer to negotiate with. That really doesn't matter, because it's all supervised by Congress, that is the Sanhedrin, which is the ruling power of this pirate ship of fools. Now, where there is piracy, there is no law, so there can be no order. Anything being passed off as law is then color of law, therefore unlawful, therefore is not to be obeyed, because it comes from criminals promoting criminal acts. In fact, if you were to comply, then you might be in danger of being an accessory after the fact to crimes. With that as a background and my videos Habeas Deus and Martial Law to fill in the blanks, then let's just look at another minor part of this crime. My story begins around 1989, when I'd come back to Illinois from California, where I learned the existence and use of personal protective equipment in industry. I applied that knowledge and use when I got back into industrial farming, and that made me a laughingstock and a pariah. In fact, one farmer that mocked me for wearing gloves and a carbon-filtered half-mask respirator said that he had even drank atrazine and it didn't hurt him or make his kids glow in the dark. Can't say about his kids, but 30 years later, he got a rare liver cancer. I'm sure it had nothing to do with the farm chemicals. It must have been the stress from me scaring his young children all those years ago by wearing a mask. So for the past 32 years, it would have been my personal informed choice to wear at least a carbon-impregnated N95 mask in public for what are considered to be routine things like pumping gas, recognized by the state of California to be a carcinogen, or walking into a big box store with urea formaldehyde glue in the plywood and chipboard, recognized by the EPA and other agencies as a carcinogen, or a Walmart with the stench of cheap plastic, perfumed laundry soap, and vulcanized butadienes and rubber tires that would make me extremely ill for most of those 32 years just inhaling those toxins. I said it would have been my choice to do so, but I was literally afraid that some big buck cop would put his or her knee in my neck for being a terrorist for wearing a mask in public to protect my health from toxins that make all of the users do the inpatient shovel in zombie land. I didn't because I would have been the only one, and there were and are no protections in place or recognition of chemical allergy. Now, all of the zombies have bediapered faces for a phantom. So I'm literally where I would have been 32 years ago if the Ship of Fools was not run by pirates and crewed by insane, retarded cutthroats. I also wear gloves in public. Why? Because I truly believe that if there was an agent, it was a bioweapon that the NIH under Fauci used $3.7 million of your pirated tax money to do the international war crime of gain of function on, and then released it to the entire world within the first months so that everyone was infected at the same time. So the myth of catching it is just fear porn control hoaxing. Or could it be that for my entire life I have viewed all of humanity as festering pus bags, and now I get to dress up like a Halloween criminal wearing a face mask and gloves, yet passing through public as if it has always been normal? Or could it be that the true international pandemic of Lyme disease is what is really being covered up, so the extra PPE precautions just serves to keep the titer down of new acquisitions of Lyme because we have already all been fatally infected with Lyme? My new meme to answer any and all questions is all of the above. Would I ever dare to tell people that they must wear a mask? Fuck no. Why? Because I have been using all forms of masks since 1989 and I have had the benefit of not having respiratory impairment or anything except metabolic hypoxia develop, which was one of the reasons why I had to eventually quit using half-mask respirators that pretty much took me out of the job market in dangerous occupations. Farming and construction are the number 2 and number 3 most dangerous professions, and I worked, past tense, in both. Back in the day, I could put in a 12-hour or more day under a half-mask respirator with no immediate ill effects. It does compress and harm your lymph. It will give contact dermatitis. They must be sterilized between uses, but that's clearly labeled on the product. Let's use that as a jumping off point for what else is clearly labeled on the product that is being passed off for a hoax. Listen to me. If there was a pandemic, then quarantine means complete shutdown, not a masturbatory circle jerk of economic terrorism shutting down small businesses to let mega corporations thrive. If there was a pandemic, then only a half mask or full face respirator would protect you from any given chemical or biological agent because, well, you'll see. I put the words in with the pictures so that you can see for yourself, but it is necessary to labor the point. Quote, this mask is not a respirator, does not eliminate the risk of contracting any viruses, disease, or infection, unfucking quote. What people who urinate facing into a hurricane experience is a nice warm feeling at first, but then the 100-mile-per-hour winds and rain give you a shiver, and then the uprooted power poles launching through your chest kind of ruin your day. Is that kind of non-protection worth 60 cents per day? Pirate tax not included. Quote, this face mask should not be used for antimicrobial or antiviral protection or related uses or used for infection prevention or reduction or related uses, unquote. Okay, I'm down with that. Just like the guy in Australia who used one as a jock strap and nothing else. Then, in perfect cognitive dissonance that is known in the mind control hypnosis community as paradox, they sow these seeds of madness. Quote, the product has not been FDA cleared or approved, unquote. What in the holy fuck that means, even I can't say. Here's your reversal. Quote, the product has been authorized by FDA under an emergency use authorization for use as a source control by the general public as well as HCP in healthcare settings as to help prevent the spread of infection or illness during the COVID-19 pandemic. Unquote. This is why I have a notice of crimes on this video. The product clearly claims that it cannot protect against the smell of a steaming pile of shit, that it was not cleared or approved by the FDA, an agency, by the way, that I will beat you over the head with until you repeat it back to me, but it has been authorized for the use of the very thing that it cannot be claimed to be used for. That's fraud. Fraud and murder have no statute of limitations within their own pirate system. But let us not take it from just the disclaimer on a single product, but what else is out there? Quote from the online retailer, we aim to show you accurate product information. Manufacturers, suppliers, and others provide what you see here, and we have not verified it. See our disclaimer. We aim to show you accurate product information so we can shoot you between your beady little eyes. Quote, this product is not a respiratory protective device. This product is not recommended to be used as personal protective equipment. This product has not been FDA cleared or approved, unquote. Then they jerk off in the hurricane again, but later give us, quote, this product is authorized only for the duration of the declaration that circumstances exist justifying the authorization of emergency use of medical devices, which it is not, including alternative products used as medical devices, which it is not, during the pandemic. So the fraud is that something that is not a medical device or even a substitute for a medical device can be substituted during a hand-flapping session. Now, when you go to Franzetta's website to see what we did for Teresa Tam in Canada, just to keep this within the family, you find that 10 years ago, they ran these exact scenarios that are being played out today. To the letter. It's well known in the industry, but not to the sheep, that a procedure mask is not a surgical mask. The blather about N95 respirators being the only type that can, quote, protect you, but being in short supply is paradox porn. I just made that up. I really like it. If they really took their own shit seriously, then there would have been an international stockpile of the real medical equipment, and the fucking pirates that are taking advantage of the gullible sheep during a hoax would still have made insane profits. Quote, this product is authorized only for the duration of the declaration that circumstances exist justifying the authorization of the emergency use of medical devices during the COVID-19 outbreak under Section 564B, subsection 1, of the Act 21 USC, United States Code, 360BBB-3, subsection B1, unless authorization is terminated or revoked sooner. You are encouraged to go to the United States Code citation to see what the, quote, law is, but it is totally useless unless it was promulgated in the Federal Register as substantive rules. If there are no rules, then there are no laws, regardless of what the fucking code says. Code is just guidelines to make the rules, which are the only law. I know this because the feral for-profit dialysis corporations were killing people with impunity because there were good citations in the code, but they were never made into substantive rules. So that was licensed to murder until the rules were put in place. But even when the rules were put in place, they were so watered down by the industry lobby as to be fuck useless. If you don't know that this is color of law, thus fraud and a crime, and you don't know that not fighting against the crime can place you as a co-conspirator or accessory after the fact, then you are ignorant. Ignorance of the law, they say, is no excuse. But now you're not ignorant, and it is well established well before Nuremberg that an unlawful order comes with the responsibility to not be obeyed. At the close of this psychotic vignette, I am conflicted on which part I like the best. That these pieces of shit were made in Hong Kong by, quote, Playgo Toy Enterprises. Isn't that fucking fitting? Or that the intended use is for cuts and abrasions. I guess if they cover up people's faces, then the intended use is satisfied because most humans have open wounds called mouths from which emanates much pus and shit. We went from $35 with a $5 discount for 50, or $15 for 25, down to $10 for 25. That sounds like price gouging, price fixing, but when you read that they're all fucking made in China, then, well, never mind. This whole thing was made in China. Another fraud for people who have never used PPE in their lives, therefore don't know anything like my 32 years of experience, is that when you put in the search terms, quote, surgical face mask, that in all reality means an N95 respirator. You get returns for procedure masks, but not surgical fake masks. But if you were to put in N95 masks, you get, well, I checked the link, you get a $40 water pick posing as an N95 respirator. Does it attach to your face like the headhuggers from the movie Alien? We'll come back to the N95 topic, which is very important, but let me finish off with the other three ply toilet tissues for the face. Try saying that 5 times fast. Made in the U.S. So then, should the Federal Trade Commission, another agency, investigate the claim that it's antimicrobial? After all, we saw that the procedure masks that are not surgical masks could not stop fuck all, but if these were impregnated with silver or some other agent, then shouldn't that be listed? Otherwise, the product is mislabeled. That's fraud for the maker and the seller. Not to worry, the pretty girl will sell us a 3-ply version of the cloth abomination that has a pocket to put a filter in. Whatever the fuck that is. Or that it could even make a difference, since the disclaimer, just like the other toilet wipes, says, quote, this product is not a surgical mask. This product is not PPE. Okay, there may be some P, but it's running down y'all's legs, and that old hurricane be coming. But none of this should be taken at face value, if you'll excuse the pun, or as my opinion. Let's consult the University of Maryland, where I go to get a lot of information. Coronavirus face mask filters. Stop right goddamn there. There is no fucking such thing as a coronavirus mask. It is not only a fiction, but a fraud. It is made up and should never be in common usage, let alone uttered by the University of fucking Maryland Medi-Kill School for the Terminally Blind. Now, you've got to love the sheep. When their piss is running down their legs and they're airborne in the hurricane, they get really creative. I mean, putting a coffee filter into a face diaper pocket to protect you from a military-grade bioweapon that is the size of the Earth compared to the size of the sun, if you believe NASA, is just simply precious and gives me a warm feeling in my heart that when the comets come to excoriate the sheep from the surface of the planet, that it will be a kinder, gentler, and quieter place. Without Scrapey. That is, mad cow that has taken over the minds of men and women and fluids. As to the topic of disinfection, there are a number of organisms from bacteria to fungus to parasites that are not even bothered by chlorine bleach. Bleach alone, used to launder the maxes, will give you upper respiratory problems. So the very notion that the university of the state that cacked out the likes of Washington, D.C. would even consider telling anyone to reuse anything is, well, actionable. This is the most accurate depiction of what's really going on. A vampire skull for little kids. Not only does it accurately portray what has been afflicting mankind for 5,000 years that I can give historical reference to, but it will be what little Johnny or Susie will be turned into if you practice this kind of child abuse. Let's exhaust the other options that things like Mr. Potato Ass and others offer as alternatives to the masked madness. Face shields. Quote, members of the general public who keep 6 feet of distance from others and wear a face mask do not need a face shield. Face shields may be worn to provide an extra layer of protection when in sustained close proximity with others. They do not provide a barrier to respiratory droplets which can come up under them. So everyone involved in this charade either needs to sue the University of Maryland, the CDC, the WHO, Fauci, Gates, all world governments, and anyone who promotes this bullshit, or shut the fuck up because you're spreading droplets. Before we leave Queen Mary's land, N95 are professional grade medical masks. Quote, N95 respirators and other professional grade medical masks are carefully sized to form a tight seal between the air outside and the face, unquote. Yeah, fucking A right, if and only if the purchasing agent got small, medium, and large masks. For the plebes, they offer one size at the paint counter, if they're available at all. So to end with, this is what the professionals wear to protect them from lethal disease, but you plebes can't wear them. Do you remember me saying that no one has authority over you? I am an authority on face masks because I've used them for 32 years. It is a patent lie and has been proven by many good videos that have been removed that no N95 mask can provide a tight seal. Depending on the size and shape of your face, you can get useful reduction of whatever you're trying to filter, but this form of mask cannot provide a reliable seal. I've known of no one in industry or medicine that does the test to ensure that the seal is correct. In fact, nearly everyone with whom I have had contact in the Medi-Kill profession are so abysmally stupid that I wouldn't even trust them to wash my car, let alone get something as simple or critical as mask fitting right. The claim that you shouldn't be wearing this step up in madness from the previous madness is again shown to be criminal negligence if there were a pandemic, because 10 years ago they ran these exact scenarios, so there should have been strategic stockpiles to account for the gain of function monster that the NIH commissioned in Wuhan. What this means is economic terrorism, bioterrorism, fraud, and conspiracy are the baseline charges to be leveled against all involved. May God have mercy on their souls, and there is no God. So, after all that, what did I used to wear for decades? Only that kind of half mask cup can form fit to your face. Again, small, medium, or large. That is the only time that you can be assured that the N95 rating can work, and even then, the seal can be broken by physical activity. The canisters on front need not be the pre-filter with the carbon or other media, because you can get HEPA filters in the shape of lightweight pancakes that can get the job done. But this is only if there was a level 3 biohazard. Level 4 requires a spacesuit. Do you see now how that all else that preceded this was nothing but masturbating in a hurricane? When you factor in the fear factor of needing eye protection, then you would have to move up to one of these that I also used in rare circumstances around chemicals. Imagine me wearing that to try to pump gas at a gas station 30 years ago. The SWAT team would have liquefied me with automatic weapons from 100 yards away. But you would need this level of protection if and only if there were a real killer biological agent. If and only if fake quarantines became serious. If and only if this entire planet was not ruled by genetic liars who are pirates, who are gutting the very fabric of humanity and rewriting those husks with yet another fraud of a vaccine that is not a vaccine. You are now on notice.